San Antonio's.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Francoise, coming to you live from Big Bear Lake, California. Now, the sun is shining, but there are some clouds. Yes, it looks like there might be a little bit of rain later on today. That's what the weather is forecasting all over the place. But hopefully not so much here, because it has been fabulous. I arrived on Friday. I've been having a nonstop great time. Nonstop. In fact, I was telling Ms. Valley Harvey, who is back at the station, that I have been nonstop talking for 3 days. So if you don't hear anything from me all of a sudden, it's because my voice just gave out. No. Valley Harvey, are you there?
I'm here. Hi, Francoise.
And how are you?
I'm really good. I'm waiting for a storm.
You're waiting for a storm. Well, I have to tell you, Valley, I am at the Lagunita Lodge.
Ooh.
And it is phenomenal. I'm sitting here looking out the window at the lake, the observatories across the way, the beautiful mountains. This property is just fantastic. I've just been loving it. Frankly, I don't want to leave, but sometimes I have to go home. I have to leave.
Do they still have those wonderful, big, huge, evergreen trees?
The trees are everywhere. The trees are just beautiful. And I would think Big Bear is probably having a little bit of a drought like everywhere else in California. But it is green and gorgeous up here and just such an easy getaway. So close to home and yet so far away. It's amazing to think that we can be in the desert in the morning and be up in this beautiful mountain area with the trees and the water and the flowers and everything, the pine cones laying on the ground, the big bears, wooden bears carved everywhere, and just, 2 hours? It really is something.
I love Big Bear. I have very fond memories of vacationing there with my family when I was a little girl.
Did you ever go to the Lagunita Lodge?
I don't remember because I was too young then, I think.
Well, they have quite a history, and we're going to find out about that history when our first guest joins us in a little bit, and that's Scott Crawford. He is the general manager here. He actually handed me a framed. Okay, Francoise, get it out. A framed. I'm looking at it. There's an old key on here. There's the price of the rooms. Really amazing how the much history there is in this beautiful property. When I drove up, frankly, I thought it was a new property, but now I find out there's a lot of history here, and it really is awesome. So we're going to be talking about that a little bit later in the show. Well, pretty soon, actually, in the show, but iValley, I have a beautiful room overlooking the lake. It has a living room. It has a full kitchen, a full bathroom, a nice big bedroom. Very, very comfortable.
Oh, my gosh. It sounds beautiful. I was going to ask you, what's your room like? I always want to know.
And a fireplace.
And a fireplace?
And two televisions. So do you think about that?
I think they're making you feel very much at home.
Very much at home.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
Very welcome. Well, now, Big Bear has a long history, folks, and Big Bear goes way back in time when the Indians were first in the area, about 2,000 years ago, and then there was a big gold rush that did happen up here in Big Bear Lake, and that happened in around 1861 to 1912, and they say grizzly bears were never found in this region. However, brown bears are all over the place. I was over at the zoo, and we'll be talking about the Big Bear Zoo a little bit later in the show. It's more of a rehabilitation center, not so much a zoo, and there were some big brown bears there that were just having dinner and having a great time. Quite interesting, when I was there, the coyotes started to howl, and all of them were howling. Everyone stopped. Everyone that was at the rehab facility, and they call it the zoo, just stopped in their tracks, and we just all stood there and listened to the coyotes howl. You're right there and you're watching them howl. It was fascinating. I've been having such a good time. It started off with my golf game on Friday. It got in here about 12:30, and I met Dan McKernan over at Bear Mountain Golf Course. He is part of the CVB here, Convention and Visitors Bureau, and we played 18 holes of fun golf. Beautiful weather. I had such a great time. And since that, it has been nonstop, go, go, go. And I'm still not finished. I still have to go today. I want to, not have to. I say the word have to. It's just because in my mind, I have to do this because I want to make sure that I cover every base, go down to the village and walk the village again later on today because it looks spectacular. What they have done, Big Bear, the last time I was in Big Bear Valley was 2009. And there is a big difference now in the downtown area. They've put a lot of money into it. It looks fantastic. So all in all, my Big Bear trip has just been wonderful. And I've met so many people from the Coachella Valley that have been here all summer long, getting ready to go home, people that just came up for the weekend. So this definitely is now a hot spot for the Coachella Valley.
Is it still a small, kind of quaint community?
Yes. You still have the small town feel, but they have everything that you need. They have the supermarket, they have the CVS and the Walgreens, and they have some of the fast food, but you don't need to go to those because they have all this great dining as well. I've been eating way too much and loving every bite of it.
They have a lot of local businesses, don't they?
They do. Lots and lots of local businesses up here. That's really what Big Bear is all about. It is a mountain community. Of course, they have four different seasons here. And skiing, during the ski season, that's a huge time for them as well. So now they're becoming a summer destination. And they are also, of course, the winter destination that they've been known for forever. But Big Bear is looking phenomenal. And again, I say I've been going nonstop and loving every minute. I keep saying I need to take a pine cone home. I have not done that. I'm going to go out and get one before I'm probably going to leave today. Not that I want to, but I'm probably going to. But I need to take home a pine cone souvenir.
Bring me home one too, would you please?
Want a pine cone? All right, I'll bring Valley.
I'll bring you a pine cone as well. Great.
Well, we want to thank all our sponsors of Part of Traveling with Francoise. First off, Mike Thompson's RV Superstore in Cathedral City on Highway 111. We thank them so much. There are a lot of RV spots up here on the other side of the lake. I think not so much on the city side of the lake. We'll find out from Dan McKernan about that. But I don't know. I'd say leave that all at home and just come on up and stay at the Lagunita Lodge. That's all you need. Everything's right here. It's phenomenal. And again, I'll tell you a little bit more about that. But again, we want to thank Mike Thompson's RV Superstore for presenting Traveling with Francoise. I was not on KESQ-TV yesterday because I was here. But next Saturday, I will be on KESQ, and you're going to see my trip to Big Bear. Plus, I have a wonderful package for you to enter to win. You are going to, everyone's going to want this. It is phenomenal. But you'll find that out next Saturday when I do the KESQ segment. And then on Sunday, I will go over what the package is. But it will be posted on the website, Traveling with Francoise. It's a great one. I don't need to give you the phone number because I'm not there to talk to. And we have a lot of guests to talk to right here in Big Bear. But you can go to the website, Traveling with Francoise, to check out anything that's going on. Like the Facebook page, Traveling with Francoise. I've been posting a lot of pictures on there. And Francoise Roads. And golf is a four-letter word. But all of those of you listening online, I certainly urge you right now to go to the website, Lagunita Lodge, which is LagunitaLodge.com. That's LagunitaLodge.com, and you can see where I'm at, and it is spectacular. Well, I think on that note, we're going to step aside for a moment. When we come back, Scott Crawford joins us. He is a general manager here at Lagunita Lodge, right here in Big Bear Lake, California. It's beautiful, it's wonderful, and I'm having a fabulous time. So hang on for the ride that we're going to have in the next 2 hours. You are listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio 1200. We'll be right back.
Follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. Search for My Money Radio. Money Radio 1200.
Head to the Mike Thompson RV Outlet Sale. Clearance row is filled with the nation's top-selling brands. New and pre-owned motorhomes and fifth wheels. All at closeout prices. One-of-a-kind specials, discontinued models, red tag final markdowns. Access to over 65 brands without leaving the valley. Mike Thompson RV, where it's affordable to buy an RV. Only 4 short miles off the 10 freeway. Day Palm exit to I-111, turn right. 760-324-3651.
Hi, I'm Jan Boydston, also known as the Gadget Gal, and the owner of Kitchen Kitchen in Indian Wells. At Kitchen Kitchen, we go where no other kitchen store has gone before. Experience Kitchen Kitchen at the corner of Highway 111 and Cook Street in Indian Wells, or visit us online at kitchenkitchen.com. If you need it or want it, we have it at Kitchen Kitchen for the chef in you.
If you want to know what's going on in the desert, all you have to do is pick up a copy of The Desert Entertainer, available for free at over 800 locations. From live entertainment, attractions, dining, golf, and gaming, you'll find it all in The Desert Entertainer, with great features on everything from desert nightlife to a complete calendar of events. There's even discount coupon offers and more, all inside The Desert Entertainer. So if you want to know what's going on, just look inside The Desert Entertainer, your weekly guide to fun.
Hi, this is Matthew Creighton, the owner of Thai Smile and Rancho Mirage. Please join us for fresh, tantalizing dishes you've come to love or even try something new. We're open daily for lunch, dinner, and takeout, and offer a full beer and wine selection. Thai Smile of Rancho Mirage is located in the Rancho Las Palmas Shopping Center on Bob Hope Drive and Highway 111. Reservations are suggested. So please call us for more information at 760-341-6565. That's 760-341-6565, or visit our website at mytiesmile.com.
Honey, how much are we paying a month to store all our stuff from the old place?
Oh, too much.
Well, why don't we get rid of all that stuff once and for all?
Well, what do we do with it?
We can take it over to Angel View.
Angel View?
Yes, Angel View Resale Stores.
All right, Angel View. We can do away with that monthly expense while helping a worthy cause.
Right. They'll resell our used items and use the proceeds to fund programs to assist physically and mentally challenged young people.
Well, that sounds great.
And while we're there, we can use the money we'll be saving to pick up some of those gently used items ourselves.
Yes, dear.
There's an Angel View resale store near you, ready to accept your donated items 7 days a week. For the location nearest you, or to arrange for the pickup of larger items, call 866-670-8666. Do the right thing with those gently used goods. Donate to Angel View today, because we can all use an angel in our lives once in a while.
You've got a first-class round-trip ticket to destinations near and far. Please enjoy your time while traveling with Francoise on Money Radio.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. I am Francoise Rhodes, your host, and I am coming to you live from Big Bear Lake, California. It is beautiful up here, and I am so fortunate to be able to stay at the Lagunita Lodge. They are the host accommodations for Traveling with Francoise. Joining me right now is Scott Crawford. He is the general manager. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, thank you. No, it's thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. It's just a beautiful property. Now, before we talk about the size of the property and the rooms, let's take everyone back in time a little bit, Scott, and tell some of the history here of this property.
Well, Lagunita Lodge goes back to about the 1940s. At that point, it was just called Lagunita Lodge Motor Inn. It's a small portion of this building that still exists, and then it was added on to later as a timeshare. I think they broke ground for timeshare about 1979, early 80s in that neighborhood. And then Building 1 was built out. At that point, after Building 1 was built out, they had a bunch of trailers sitting here in our parking lot, and they're selling what they called Phase 2, which is Buildings 2, 3, and 4. I think the entire project was probably completed right around 1989 and sold out probably about 95. I think the entire property was completely sold out as far as a timeshare is concerned.
All right. So it is a timeshare, though, hotel. It's a combination, correct?
That is correct, yes.
So you can come. You have all the amenities that you need. And I tell my listeners all the time, if you have a chance to stay in a timeshare property and you're using it as a hotel for the weekend or a couple days or a week, do so, because the rooms are so much larger. They're beautiful rooms with the fireplace and the living room and the full kitchen, the bar, the little dining area, the bedroom, bathroom. You have some two-bedroom units. So they're a lot more comfortable than a lot of times it's a hotel room.
Mm-hmm. Yes, most people that do come here as a rental, they are surprised when they get in, they find out that it's actually a fully contained condo instead of just a basic hotel room.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was surprised, and I'm just loving every minute of it. Now, the property is an award-winning lakefront resort. Tell us about the awards the property has won.
Well, Lagunita Lodge has a very interesting owner base, and we have won awards from several different exchange companies is where those come from. Interville International, RCIs, just to name a couple. Those are the ones that award Gold Crown, Resort of International Distinction and things like that. We have always became a Silver Crown distinction through those companies.
Well, in the property, I think you would do justice to the property to describe. I keep bragging about the views and where I'm sitting, and it's just spectacular. But as far as the overall lodge itself, Lagunita Lodge, and again, you can go to the website, folks, lagunitalodge.com, and it's L-A-G-O-N-I-T-A lodge.com, and check it out while we're talking about it right now. Tell us about the overview of the property here. How many rooms do you have, and what else do you have on site?
Well, we have 96 fully accommodated condos. Most of those are one bedrooms. We do have 9 2-bedroom units on this property and 3 3-bedroom units. We are a unique property to Southern California. We are the only property on a lake with dock rights. We also have several docks out there that the owners, ranchers, can come up and use those for their own boats. And then we also have some of our own vessels out there that we use and only charge a small nominal usage fee. To let those go out to the owners, and everybody might come through here as well, and the ranchers that come.
Well,
through.
I did notice when I drove up on Friday that there were boats hooked up to trailers parked along the road, mm-hmm. and I thought, well, okay, the lake's right here. Why not take advantage of it? And I see down there by the lake, you have an enclosed gazebo area. What's going mm-hmm. on down there?
Well, down in that area, that's an outdoor spa, and there's a sun deck area out there. We facilitate several of the different activities that we do. Every Friday night, we have a welcome host wine and cheese social that we do down on the sun deck, weather providing. They do also their barbecues. They're just finishing up with a pancake breakfast. So in the morning on Sunday morning, you can enjoy pancake breakfast. It's all you can eat right on the lake.
How did I miss that, Scott? I was in here setting everything up. And with us, folks, is Scott Crawford. He is a general manager here at Lagunita Lodge. Right on. Now, what side of the lake would this be considered?
This is the South Shore.
This is the South Shore.
That is correct.
All right. I knew there was no, but I didn't see it anywhere on the map, and I didn't want to say South Shore if you didn't refer to it as the South Shore. How long have you been living up here in Big Bear?
I've been back in Big Bear since about 1995. However, I did grow up here as a young child. So I was here till I was about 11, and then down in Long Beach area, in Arizona for a little while, and then back into Big Bear about 1995.
Well, Big Bear, for a long time, people really only associated Big Bear with skiing, which certainly is huge down here when the winter rolls around and you get some snow. But that has really changed. As I said earlier in the show, Big Bear now has become a huge getaway for the desert dwellers that just can't take the heat anymore, or they don't want to take the heat. Sometimes it's for a week, sometimes just for a weekend. But have you seen this trend slowly change during the last few years, that summer now is almost as large as winter?
Oh, absolutely, especially at this property. We are very popular in the summertime because we are on the lake. So this property is probably 100%, 96% occupied throughout the months, all the way through May, all the way until the end of September. Midweek slows down a little bit, but we are a unique four-season community. So we have skiing in the winter, as you mentioned, and the boating, the wakeboarding, all the different activities you can do on the lake in the summertime as well.
And what I like about the rooms here at Lagunita Lodge is when you're bringing all these items with you, even to play golf, there's the clubs, there's the shoes, there's all these extra, and with skiing, there's even more, and there's so much room in the rooms themselves, and you have the closet that you can put all that stuff, and it doesn't take up the entire room. There's plenty of room inside the accommodations here at Lagunita Lodge, and that's a real plus, especially when you're bringing kids.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, and not only is this a great property for children, there's so many activities always going on at this property, not to mention the other amenities that we offer, the adult recreation room, the indoor pool, the indoor spa, the pool tables and the ping pong tables, the flat screen TVs in the common areas and things like that. We have a small playground out by the lake. A lot of fishing goes on at this property. In fact, I think that a lot of the guests that come through this property are primarily here to fish. There's just a lot to do here.
And when you talk about the lake, you are steps. You have a beach right here. I walked out of my room. I made a left, and I was right there. The lake mm-hmm. was right there.
It's very convenient.
You can't get any closer than being right on the lakes. Now, every room has a balcony.
That is correct, yes.
And that's lovely because we tend, for those, again, in the heat, lock ourselves into the air conditioning for 4 months and love to be able to throw open the big sliders. You have sliders on one end, windows on the other. You can open everything, let that beautiful lake breeze come in. And that is, for me, now that's mountain resort enjoying it, a vacation getaway, to get that air, to get the fresh air coming through and having that. I'm looking at your list of amenities. Of course, the room I was saying had two televisions. You have the DVDs. You have the full cable, full internet, very strong internet service here that is very important to a lot of people, because even though they're getting away, there's always one person in the family that still wants to work a little bit.
You're absolutely correct. And it's not only one person. It's a huge trend. People try to go on vacation, but it never happens that way. Everybody is doing some type of work or something when they're here at the lodge. So the Wi-Fi is free, and we have a great response to how well the Wi-Fi works at this property.
Well, and the kids too. But I did notice, and I really enjoyed seeing that there's a lot of families here at the property, and the kids realize that they want to be outside. They are outside having a blast, and it's good. Everything about the area here in Lagunita Lodge, it entices you to, even though the lodging is beautiful, the surroundings is so gorgeous, it entices you to want to go out and play and enjoy everything that you have to offer here. So you really set the property up well. There's a lot of parking here. There's no problem with the parking. And we're in a meeting space. Actually, you could use this space for a lot of different uses, this room
it's
here.
It definitely is a multifunction room, and it's been utilized for different things throughout the years.
All right. And now, what are the different size of the rooms that you have?
Like I mentioned earlier, we're very very one-bedroom heavy at this property. So out of the 96 units that we have that are available, 9 of those units are 2 bedrooms, and then the other 3 are 3 bedrooms, and the rest are all 1 bedrooms.
So definitely they're better off to call you and make reservations to find out exactly what you have. Here's a number, 909-866-6531. This will be posted on Traveling with Francois, so you don't have to worry too much about that. But 909-866-6531 is the number to Lagunita Lodge here. How about international visitors? I imagine you get quite a few.
We do. We have a huge flux of international visitors that come through quite often. In fact, some of the owners that own at this property live internationally as well. So it's not uncommon to see a lot of that going on now. Especially, it's not just Big Bear. I think the tourism industry is getting a huge flux of international travelers now.
And Big Bear, it gets a lot of play because it is so close for people to come. Orange County, Los Angeles, you're situated. You're not too far up the hill where it takes 4 or 5 hours to get here, just a couple hours from so many different destinations. It makes it easier for people to come to Big Bear. And I think because of that, you're also gaining a lot of momentum because it is such close proximity to San Bernardino, to the Coachella Valley, to Los Angeles. But talking about proximity, in regards to the town itself, the village, Lagunita Lodge, where are you in regards to that part? If people want to go to dining and need to go to the store?
Well, we are kind of off the beaten path because we are out on the point, which is also called Lagunita Point. However, the village is probably about a quarter mile from us, a 10-minute walk, maybe less than a 5-minute drive. All your restaurants and specialty stores and all that kind of thing are down in that area.
Oh, that's good. I wanted to let you say that, but I've been zipping around this town so easy, very easy to navigate because you have the one main drive, which is Big Bear Boulevard.
Big Bear Boulevard.
And then it cuts down to 18. And I did come up the back way, folks. I came up through Landers, and for me it was a very easy drive. But you can go up 38 or 330, I think, as well, or the other.
It's the 38 is what they call the back route, and that takes you down into Mentone or the Redlands area. The 330 that you mentioned, actually it starts out the 18, takes you down to the 330 in Running Springs area. That'll take you out to San Bernardino. And then the other way that you mentioned, Landers or through Lucerne, the desert area, takes you up the backside of the 18.
So you can get here in many different ways. Well, Scott Crawford, thank you so much for, again, having Traveling with Francois right here on property. You have been with this property for several years now. When you think about the property, what's the first thing that pops into your head?
Happy, happy people that come through this property. And we have an awesome comic card program that I get to facilitate and manage. So I get the opportunity to read all the comments that come back through us electronically and also answer those same comic cards. We have about a 96% I should say, satisfaction rate with the people that stay at this property. They just love it because the family orient and the location, the proximity to the village, the proximity to all the activities here in Big Bear.
And it all starts at the front desk. Everyone has been a pleasure to work with. So friendly, so nice. I'm just having a blast. Scott Crawford, Loganita Lodge, thank you so much.
Thank you very much as well.
All right, folks. Again, you can go to their website, loganitalodge.com. That will be on Traveling with Francoise. And like I say, next week I will announce its fantastic trip that includes the Loganita Lodge. So you're not going to want to miss it. But you're going to have to wait the next weekend for the KESQ segment. All right, we're going to step aside for a moment. When we come back, we're going to talk to Dr. Jerry Lemke. Yeah, you would think he's a doctor and we're going to talk about medicine, but no, he is actually a restaurant owner and he loves it. You are listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio 1200. We'll be right back.
NBC News Radio, I'm Kelly O'Donnell. President Obama announced today on NBC's Meet the Press that he will outline his strategy to combat ISIS militants this week.
The good news is that because of American leadership, we have, I believe, a broad-based coalition internationally and regionally to be able to deal with the problem.
First, the president will meet with congressional leaders Tuesday, and on Wednesday he will address the nation. Thousands are still without power after one of the most damaging storms to hit Michigan in the last century. Trevor Lauer is with DT Energy.
DT Energy has approximately 200,000 customers without power, but of that, we have about 130,000 of those customers that are on crews in the restoration process today.
Lauer says communities west of Detroit were the hardest hit by Friday's storm. Hurricane Norbert could bring some much-needed rain to Southern California. It's currently moving north along Mexico's Baja California Peninsula. This is NBC News Radio.
Heartburn sufferers can now eat at the corner of Look Spicy and I'm Going In. That's because Walgreens makes it easy with new Nexium 24-Hour. Now the number one prescribed acid-blocking brand is available without a prescription for frequent heartburn. So swing by Walgreens. You'll be in and out with the protection you need to spice things up. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
May take 1 to 4 days for full effect. Use as directed to treat frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
Now is the time to score big at Camping World, the nation's largest outdoor retailer. During the tailgate kickoff sales event, find all the supplies you need to cheer your team on to a victory. Grills, coolers, outdoor furniture, and more, all at the best prices. Plus, when you use promo code RADIO75, receive $25 off when you spend $75 or more at CampingWorld.com or at a store near you. That's promo code RADIO75. Don't be stuck watching from the sidelines. This offer ends September 7th, only at Camping.
All over the Coachella Valley, fall for me. KRET, Me TV.
Me, 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 me.
New shows.
You got it.
The Love Boat.
There's something for everybody on board.
Gilligan's Island.
Just leave everything to me.
And returning favorites, Cannon.
Tell it to me now.
And The Rockford Files.
And that's official.
Watch KRET, Me TV on Time Warner Channel 14 and Fios Channel 21.
Oh, yeah.
Watch KRET, Me TV, the Coachella Valley's home for memorable entertainment television.
Cardinal Energy Group, an American company producing American oil and gas. Cardinal Energy Group is contributing to America's energy future as they reclaim and repair America's vast stranded oil fields in an effort that helps protect our nation's groundwater. Cardinal Energy Group is managed by specialized energy experts with combined industry experience exceeding 150 years. They're a fully reporting OTCQB company with the trading symbol CEGX. Contact them at their website, CEGX.us. Cardinal Energy Group, the future of energy.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS? Call Wall & Associates. You'll never talk to the IRS again. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS. Your tax problems are not going away by themselves. Act now before it's too late. Call now to speak to a tax relief agent. Call 800-720-6028. That's 800-720-6028. Again, 800-720-6028.
Look to the skies and experience a star-studded affair every evening at the Borrego Springs Resort. Surrounded by the stunning Anza Borrego State Park and less than an hour's drive from Palm Springs, the Borrego Springs Resort offers guests fine and casual dining, 27 holes of championship golf, a full-service spa to pamper your inner, outer being, and more. So quit making excuses and join me, Francoise, at the Borrego Springs Resort and, of course, Borrego Springs. To make reservations or for more information, please call 760-767-5700 or visit Borrego Springs on the web at BorregoSpringsResort.com.
Your restaurant has the coolest bar stools and dining furniture.
Why, thank you very much. It came from Desert Business Interiors.
Hey, was your home office furniture expensive?
Not even. I shopped at Desert Business Interiors.
Well, I'm going to Desert Business Interiors.
Hello. Welcome to Desert Business Interiors.
We may be small, but we have it all. Desert Business Interiors, just on the edge of Rancho Mirage on Highway 111.
Your bags are packed. Hope you're ready to go. It's time for a little traveling. Traveling with Francoise, of course, here on Money Radio.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. This is Francoise Rhodes, and I am coming to you live from Big Bear Lake, California. It's a little overcast right now, but it is gorgeous. The weather's been actually right around 78, 77 for the last 3 days, so very, very nice weather. In fact, it's been so nice, I thought I was going to be cold, and even when I was up in the helicopter ride, yeah, we'll talk about that later, I was not cold at all. It was wonderful. Now, joining us now is Dr. Jerry Lemke. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, and thank you for the opportunity to share with you this morning.
Well, the other evening, I had spent a nice, nice, wonderful evening at your establishment, and it was not a doctor's office. The doctor throws everyone. No, it was the Pines Lakefront Dining Restaurant right on the lake. Just spectacular. The food, I had a prime rib. I haven't had a prime rib in a long time. It was delicious, and I ate the whole thing. I did. And the garlic mashed potatoes, I was there with a group of other writers, and the fellow from Dan McKernan from the CBB, and we just enjoyed every single minute of it. And so, Dr. Lemke, tell us about you've been living in Big Bear for quite a while now.
I've been here for about 13 years full time. I'm really enjoying it. It's a great community. It's laid back. It's relaxed, and we're central. You know, we're less than about an hour and a half from LA. We're 2 hours from basically Palm Springs and several different areas near us. We're actually from my front door of the restaurant to the front door of the Luxor in Las Vegas is 2 hours and 48 minutes. So we are central.
How do you know that? I think you timed it. Now, the Pines Lakefront, first of all, you have been in the restaurant business for a while.
Yes, I have.
Because I met you several years ago, and you were somewhere else.
Yes, I was.
And then you decided, how did this property, the Pines, come about for you?
Well, primarily the location. I was extremely interested in it. I'm a water person, and I had the opportunity to be the general manager of another restaurant up here called The Evergreen, which is a phenomenal, excellent restaurant. And the opportunity came for the Pines. The Pines has quite a history. It's the only restaurant on the lake, and it's the only restaurant with docks. So folks can come up, tie up their boat, come in, have something to eat, and go back out and enjoy the lake. So it's a very unique property. The history behind it, it was originally built back in the 1920, and it burned down in 1928. Unfortunately, it was a log-type building. So they rebuilt it in 1930, and it burned down in 1938. Mm. So once again, it was rebuilt. So the building I am now, you know, part of was built actually in 1940. So it's gone through a lot. It started out as a place called the Blue Whale, and they had several different owners. And then in the last 10 years, it was called Bee's Backyard Barbecue. And then the 1st of March, we purchased it. There were three of us that got together and purchased the property. And we're now calling it the Pines Lakefront. And it's a fine dining, steak, and seafood restaurant. And it's still there. We have totally remodeled it. And I think it's really a nice facility. And thank you so much for the compliment. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
It really is a nice facility. Because I think sometimes people don't connect Big Bear and fine dining. And I say that with all due respect to everyone out there. But they don't. They just think they're going to come. They're going to hang out for a few days. But you have a lot of couples that come up here for weddings and special occasions. So there are all sorts of things. And fine dining is really appropriate. And you have a beautiful facility that a wine list. You have an amazing wine list. Your wine glasses, those were the most prettiest wine glasses I've ever seen. Just beautiful. So there is fine dining up here, and it's very affordable fine dining. You do a great job, and I like how you kept the rustic of the building intact.
Thank
Instead
you.
Of making it something that didn't fit with Big Bear, you kept that theme going.
That was our intent, and we want something where folks could come and totally relax in a fine dining atmosphere, enjoy the view, enjoy the other folks who are there, and just totally relax. That's what it's all about.
Well, now let's talk about food. You brought some food. And you know I can't eat, Dr. Lemke, when I'm on the air. Now, I don't know why he's doing this. He's teasing me. You brought, what did you bring me?
This is a special, it's my own recipe. It's a bread pudding, and it comes with a special sauce that actually takes me an hour a day to make.
So you're a chef then?
No, I just dabble. Probably what I do best is eat.
Oh,
wait. That's about the extent of it.
Well, it's, oh my, it looks delicious. And you also, you have some wine. You brought a box of goodies. You're just spoiling me. Wait, but we didn't talk about your wine list. That's very important to a lot of people, wine list. Again, they might not associate Big Bear with the fine dining or with the wines that you offer. Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit about the wine list in the restaurant.
I'm very proud of the wine list. It took us a while to put it together. It is the finest wine list on the mountain. Presently, we do have 110 different selections. And at the end of this week, I have another 7 selections coming in directly from the Bordeaux region in France. So it'll be a total wine list. We have wines from all over the world. And we also have some of the finest wines in the world available. We have about 14 of, you know, the Opus 1s and the Quintessas and Insignias and so forth. All of the premium wines are all available as well.
Very nice. Now, do you do some special wine pairings? If someone were to come in, let's say a special anniversary dinner or a group's coming up to celebrate, and they would like you to do a meal that is paired up with certain wines, will you do that?
Yes, we will. We need a little notice on that. But one of the most interesting things for me working in the restaurant is that I get to meet and greet. I get to meet the people from all over the world. That's one of the things I really enjoy doing. And for me, it's a challenge to have the opportunity to talk to a person for just a few minutes and to attempt to select a wine that they are going to enjoy. And for me, that's a challenge. And I really enjoy doing that.
Well, I could tell that you love, right from the beginning, when I met you several years ago, Dr. Lemke, I could tell that you just love the business. You love being there. You look, he's suit and tie. Elegant. You look phenomenal. I think a man in a suit and tie is very attractive, by the way.
Thank you.
With the Pines Lakefront Dining. Is, you have dining on your card here, but it's the Pines Lakefront, and it is right on the lake, and you are looking at the marina. You're looking at the boat. Sunset was, we were there at sunset. The sun's going down. Just extraordinary. Just a nice night. And it's not stuffy, and I say this in a good way. Mm. It's fine dining, but it's a very comfortable feel in the restaurant. People, sometimes when people are on vacation, they're a little worried that they might not have brought the right clothes or something, but it's just, oh, it's okay. You go in there and you just enjoy the experience. You take it all in, enjoy the fine food, the wines, and the wonderful people, and it's an experience. That's what I'm trying to say. The Pines Lakefront is an experience.
Well, thank you very much. And that was really our goal, was to make our guests comfortable and still in a fine dining experience. And I'm the only guy up here who wears a tie.
Yeah.
It's
okay.
Definitely a resort community. It's a destination resort. As I mentioned earlier, it's laid back and relaxed. And so people oftentimes call, well, you know, am I underdressed or what is the dress? I just ask that, shorts and jeans are fine. I just ask the guys not to wear the muscle shirts.
There you go. Yeah, we don't need to see
the
muscles.
I don't want to be embarrassed.
And the website is thepineslakefront.com, and this will be on travelingwithfrancoise.com as well. 909-866-5400 is the phone number. How far in advance do you take reservations? If someone, they know they're coming in, let's say, 2 weeks, is that too far, or how do you like to do that?
Not at all, particularly on a Friday and Saturday night. Now, we've only been open a short time. We purchased the restaurant on March 1st. We opened of all days at noon on the 4th of July, which I said I would never do, is open a restaurant on a busy holiday, but that's the way it wound up, the way the inspections fell. So Friday and Saturday nights, it's almost mandatory that you have a reservation if you'd like to come in and not wait. Mm-hmm. And I do a lot of weddings. So we have that venue as well. So we'd like, you know, there's nothing wrong with calling ahead. As a matter of fact, 4th of July next year, I still only have about 20% of our seating left.
Well, you're right there. The
yes,
fireworks.
It's
that's
magnificent.
What I save me a spot. I'm going to be up 4th of July because you have the prime location right there. I can't imagine having a wonderful dinner, glass of wine, watching the fireworks. Can't get much better than that right there on the waterfront. And I want to touch base on just a few of your dishes, because I will be remiss, and my listeners will be upset with me if you do not give us a few of some of your favorite dishes, Dr. Lemke.
Well, we have a smoker that actually is about the size of a Volkswagen bus. It is the largest of its kind in all of Southern California, probably all of California. So in all of my restaurants in the past, I've never really had a smoker of this kind, and I'm having fun with it. So presently, we're offering a rack of elk. We're also doing a venison, which is just out of this world. It's just tremendous. We're also doing a smoked roasted rabbit. Mm. Next week, we start a wild boar. So every 2 months, we will have a different game. But the menu itself, we do have, of course, Alaskan king crab. We have rack of lamb. We have a just an absolutely fabulous fresh wild Chilean sea bass. We're believe there's only two restaurants up here that serve that. You know, we're a small community, but it's interesting. You know, we have 73 eating establishments up here.
Really?
You know, for a large, you know, for a small community.
That's a lot.
It's unbelievable.
That
it's a lot.
I was torn between the sea bass. I really wanted both, but I hadn't had prime ribs in so long.
Uh-huh.
And we also had, we had the bacon wrapped scallops, delicious. We had the Pines avocado shrimp.
Mm-hmm.
That was, and the jalapeno poppers, everything. We were all just eating off everyone else's plate, and we did, everything was just fantastic. And the garlic mashed potatoes. Well, you brought this wonderful food for me. And finally, if I don't ask this, everybody's going to wonder, what's the doctor?
Okay. It's not medical. I have a PhD in clinical psychology and then a DD, Doctor of Divinity. So my passion truly is working with veterans having psychological problems. So that's my passion. The restaurant is my sanity break most of the time.
Yeah, well, you love
not
it.
All
I can
the
tell
time.
You love every minute of it. Dr. Jerry Lemke, thanks so much for joining us. Again, it's the Pines Lakefront. Excuse me, Lakefront. I'm having a hard time saying that this morning. All that information will be on Traveling with Francois, so not to worry. Very easy to find. Go to the website, thepineslakefront.com. Check it out, 909-866-5400. And if you want to be there 4th of July next year, you better call now. Thanks
thank
again
you so very much.
And thank
I appreciate
you for spoiling
it.
Me. Oh, my gosh.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Well,
thank you.
Valley, I'm going to be gone for the next 45 minutes or so. Can you take the show over for me?
I'd like you to bring back what he brought you.
All right. Well, folks, we're going to step aside for a moment. When we come back, we have a very special guest in the house. I'm going to try to post this picture on Facebook. We actually have an owl coming in. The owl is with a handler. Don't worry. The owl just didn't fly through the door. You are listening to Traveling with Francois right here on Money Radio 1200, coming to you live from Big Bear, California. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Traveling with Francois on Money Radio.
The deal is in the desert at Coachella Valley Volkswagen. Shop over 200 new VWs or quality pre-owned vehicles. All with incredibly low prices and payments at Coachella Valley Volkswagen. And don't worry about your credit. Our goal is 100% credit approval. Drive a little, save a lot at Coachella Valley Volkswagen on Barner Road, just west of Washington Street off the 10 Highway. Call 855-BUY-A-VW. Or click CoachellaValleyVolkswagen.com.
B. Alston's Jewelers, a full-service jewelry store. B. Alston's Jewelers, let our family take care of yours. We'll make a custom piece for a special moment and create a lasting memory. We invite you to come and see us today. A family tradition. B. Alston's Jewelers.
You'll find us at the Gardens on El Paseo in Palm Desert.
Finally, there's a dry cleaners in town that can take care of all of my garment needs, from my heavily beaded ball gowns to my sexy lingerie. Country Club Cleaners now offers the latest in technology with their new organic dry cleaning system. This environmentally safe, non-toxic, odorless hydrocarbon system is on-site at Country Club Cleaners, so your clothes never leave the premises. Alterations and repairs are available also. Country Club Cleaners is located in the new Bristol Farm Shopping Center on the corner of Country Club and Monterey in Palm Desert. 341-2129. See you there.
At Indian Ridge Country Club, there's a whole new life waiting for you. This upscale private country club offers a unique active lifestyle where friendships are easily formed. Play golf, tennis, go hiking, biking, get a facial, take an art class, or meet your neighbors at the beautiful new circular bar. Indian Ridge is member-owned and operated with two world-class 18-hole golf courses. Visit online at IndianRidgeCC.com or call 760-772-7272.
Don't wait until after the crime to think about home security. Help protect your family, home, or business by calling Command One Security today. Family owned and operated and serving the Coachella Valley for nearly 30 years. Command One Security. Call today and sleep easy tonight. 760-568-0052. That's 760-568-0052 or on the web at command1.com.
Your reservation has now been confirmed. You are traveling with Francois exclusively on Money Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the show. I am Francoise Rhodes, your host, and we are coming to you live from Big Bear, California. I'm trying to get myself all situated here because staring at me, not only is Christy, but she brought this owl with the most beautiful big yellow eyes I have ever seen. And welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Now, you need to get a little, there we go, close to the mic.
Alrighty.
Hi. The owl was kind of hissing at me earlier. Was that did I do something wrong?
He just gets nervous when you get too close.
Oh, did he know he was going to be on the radio?
No, I didn't tell him.
Oh,
it's
you
a
didn't
surprise.
Tell him. So this is a surprise. Well, and you are from the Big Bear Alpine Zoo, Christy, and I had the fortune, good fortune, to go there yesterday. And when you say zoo in the mountains, I really wasn't sure what to expect, but you really have quite an incredible facility over there. So tell everyone about the Big Bear Alpine Zoo. It's not a zoo. It's a facility that you do some wonderful things for animals. You save their lives.
Yes, we do. We're basically a rescue facility. It started in 1959. There was a fire up here and some animals got displaced and needed a home to stay and recoup. And from that, it kind of grew because there was obviously a need for that up here. And we rehabilitate hundreds of animals every year. We've already done like over 140 some birds just this year and 60 some mammals. And everything that lives at our zoo is there because it couldn't be released back to the wild. It's either orphaned or injured or something's happened to it to where if you were to take it out and set it free, it's not going to make it on its own.
And that's what I really wanted people to understand, because there are those that when you say the word zoo, they kind of cringe. But what you do is try to get those animals back to their natural habitat. But as you say, sometimes humans actually have ruined it for them. They have made them so docile and not afraid of humans. That's not a good thing. They would, as you say, they would not survive.
Yeah, a lot of them come in that people try to make pets out of, especially raccoons. When you find a little baby, they're cute. Oh, if I raise it, it'll be like a dog.
Yeah.
Not so. They still have their instincts. They're still going to be a raccoon. And then we get them when they start biting or attacking the people. Then they don't know what to do anymore. And obviously, you can't release them now because they're not afraid of people. So then they end up coming to the zoo. Or guys like this that I brought, which is our great horned owl.
He is just beautiful. And I want to give the website for those that are listening online. It's bigbearalpinezoo.org. Again, bigbearalpinezoo.org. And I will post some pictures on Facebook of our friend. What's his name?
Cowboy.
Cowboy. All right. And Cowboy, he's breathing heavy. What's he doing over
he's
there?
He's just panting. He's a little nervous and it's a little warm in here for him. So
okay. Cowboy.
They can't sweat, so they pant like a dog.
Oh, I see. And now you are holding. How is your arm, you've been holding him up for half an hour now. You've been holding, how many pounds is
my left arm is much stronger than my right, arm now because I do this every day. But
so this is your forte then when you're at the zoo. You work with the birds.
I work with everything there.
Oh, you work
I'm
with
the
everything.
Lead keeper, so I've been there 23 years and I take care of everything.
Oh.
But these guys, they look really heavy, but he's only about 2.5 pounds.
Oh.
So he's not, I mean, after you hold him for hours, it's kind of feels heavy, but he's lightweight.
Just spectacular. He's brown feathers. He has little black stripes to him. His eyes are gigantic.
He's built
yellow.
To camouflage into a tree. So if he were sitting in a tree right now, you wouldn't even be able to see him.
And what type of owl is he?
He's a great horned owl.
And is he, are all owls, and I probably sound not very brilliant here, but I'm going to ask you anyway, do most owls just function at night?
They are made for living at night. They are nocturnal, but just like we are diurnal and we're up during the day, you can stay awake at night if you need to and do stuff. He can be awake during the day and it doesn't affect him. He prefers to hunt at night. It's cooler. There's less enemies out there to deal with, and it's just his what he's built for.
Gosh, he is just fabulous. Now, how do they give, when you put these animals, I was there yesterday at the Alpine Zoo, as I said a few minutes ago, you have a lot of animals that are cohabitating there all together. When they come in and they're injured and frightened and just getting back to normal, do they get along with the other animals with them, do you see? Or sometimes
you have your good and your bad. And it depends, because we usually wait to make sure, because our main goal is to get them back to the wild. If we feel they're not going to make it, then we start slowly introducing them into a setting that works for them. And sometimes it doesn't work and we have to take them out and put them somewhere else. Sometimes they get shipped to other zoos if they can't fit in at all. But normally it just takes an adjusting period and they all seem to get along and you have your spats here and there, but no different than in any household.
Well, I saw bald eagles. I saw brown bears. The coyotes just started howling in the middle of the day. In fact, I was on the golf course the other day, all of a sudden, and everyone was just laughing. They say, we hear this all the time.
Yep.
But it was fascinating. And they started howling yesterday at the zoo. And we're talking to Christy from the Big Bear Alpine Zoo. And what is your title there?
I am the lead keeper.
Mm-hmm. All right. And that means that you are the person that tells everyone else how to take
pretty
care
much
of them?
Yep. I'm in charge of the staff and the personnel, and then there's a curator, Debbie Richardson, that's above me, and she runs all the the hard part of the zoo.
And now, well, Cowboy, that's correct, right? Mm-hmm. Cowboy, will he be released back into the wild?
No, because he was hit by a car and found up here locally in Big Bear. And when he was brought to us, we took him over to VCA, which is our local vet hospital, for x-rays. And it was shattered in so many places, they weren't able to fix it. So at that point, you're looking at euthanasia or amputation, and then he has a home for life with us. So now he's part of our education department. So even though he's missing his left wing there,
he
gets around the exhibit that he's in, which is off-site because he's for education, so we don't want him to get him distracted by people all the time. Mm-hmm. But it's perched so that he can get up and down and maneuver to where he needs to go. So it's built for handicapped, and he stays in there with a couple other owls, and then he gets to come out and meet and greet.
So you couldn't put him on the table because he needs to actually wrap his claws
he
around
something.
He could
sit there, but it would
on.
Be uncomfortable because it'd be slippery.
It'd be slippery. I see. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he's looking. Oh, you're looking all over the place, Cowboy. Beautiful.
These
Those
guys can hear
amazing.
A mouse stepping on a twig at a mile away. Okay. So... you're fine. He's like my kids at home. He learns to tune you out.
Thank you very much. There we go. The owl's tuning me out. That's the first time I've ever had owl tune me out. Now, tell us about the zoo in general. How many animals do you have there?
Currently, there's probably anywhere from 100 to 120 that are on site. And that's just permanent residents. That's not including what we have that's in our rehab area.
You have in a rehab area. You do have the snow leopards there.
We do.
Beautiful. Now, why are they there?
They came from the Woodland Park Zoo up in Seattle, Washington. And they are part of the species survival plan where they breed snow leopards to help to eventually get them back out because there's not a lot of them left in the wild. And these two were born with a genetic eye disease where they had to have their eyes removed. It's called small eye disease. There's a fancy term. I don't know. But they're not able to breed them because of their genetic defect. So they had to be pulled out of the breeding process. And we are a zoo that's an alpine zoo, which is perfect, you know, climate for them. So they got sent to live with us. And we're very happy that they're there. They're beautiful.
They are beautiful. And I thought, one was looking at me, but he's at the other end of the pen there, and I thought there was something wrong with the eyes, but I couldn't quite tell.
They're both missing a right eye. So.
Oh, all right. And how docile are they?
They're not like docile to where you can go in with them because they are leopards and they still are a wild animal, but they, because they're new to us, they're just getting adjusted. So they're just getting into the routines, but they'll come over when the keeper goes over to feed them and they'll put their, you know, paws up on the fence because they've been trained to do that. So you can look at their feet and make sure they're okay. And they'll talk to you. They do what's called a chuffing, which is really fun. So it's like small cats purr, big cats do this chuffing thing that's really awesome to hear. And that lets you know that they're accepting you.
I've never heard. I'm learning so much right now. The website, again, is bigbearalpinezoo.org. I extremely encourage you. You need to visit this facility when you're there. And how do you survive? Do you survive on donations to community?
It's both. We're run by the county of San Bernardino. We're the Parks Department, Special Districts. And so we get some taxpayers' money, but we're also through our admissions and through the Friends of the Big Bear Zoo. We used to be Moon Ridge, now we're Big Bear. Mm-hmm. They do a lot of fundraisers to help support us. They're our nonprofit organization.
Right, and you do have special events going up all the time. I see that, and lots of things for kids, but you have something coming up for everyone. It's about the blues. What is it, Animals Won't Sing the Blues? Why?
It's our 5th annual Blues for the Zoo concert, and it benefits the animals at the zoo, so all the money is raised go to help us take care of everybody because it does cost a lot to feed and medical care for all these guys. But it's going to be Saturday, September 27th, and it's at the local beach up here, the Swim Beach, and it's an outdoor amphitheater. And doors open at 11 a.m., and music starts from 1 to 5, and they have vendors and food and local artisans, and it's festival seating. You can bring beach chairs and blankets, just no pets and coolers. And if you go to the bluesforthezoo.com website, you can find out more information about it there and where to get tickets and all that.
And this is going to be on site at the zoo?
No, this is at Swim Beach, which is at our Park District office.
Just wanted to make sure. to some people. Well, again, that's happening on September 27th, the 5th annual Blues for the Zoo benefit concert. You have to go to the zoo. The kids' eyes were gigantic. I was watching the kids there. All the animals are very visible. You do have lots of birds, and you have the snow leopards, those are brown bears, I imagine.
Grizzly bears, black bears. Wolves, mountain lions, coyotes. We have three grizzly. We have the only family of grizzly bears in California. We have a mom and her two kids, and we call them kids. They're 18 now. Mom's 30, and the little boy still likes to try to nurse, which upsets mom because he's a little old to be doing that.
Yeah, just a little bit. But, and that was where visitors could see? I didn't see
Yeah, they're up top. They might have been sleeping with this weather changing right now. It's messing up a lot of their normal patterns.
Well, Christy, thank you so much for joining us, and thank you for bringing Cowboy. Cowboy, I'm going to take a few more pictures of Cowboy before you leave, and he has his own crate. So you didn't even bring him in a crate. He just, when you drive around, does he just hang on your arm?
No, he probably would, but that would be illegal. So he does ride in a crate. I just left it downstairs because it's a big one to carry up and down.
All right. Well, he is just spectacular. You do a phenomenal job there. I was so impressed with the Big Bear Alpine Zoo on what you do and the rehab for the animals. Just spectacular. We need more facilities like yours.
Well, thank you for having us. And come visit.
Definitely. Go with Big Bear. And this, all this, again, folks, will be posted on travelingwithfrancoise.com with a link to the site. You can go there. And I'm sure if you would like to donate to their cause, you would be more than happy to accept some donations.
Much appreciated.
Beautiful, beautiful animals. All right. We're going to step aside for a moment. When we come back, we have another complete hour of Traveling with Francoise right here in Big Bear Lake. A lot more information for you, a lot of fun stuff. And just remember, somewhere down